Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Min, and I'm here with Matthew from our office in NDIS Property Australia. And you're listening to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides, and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. Matt, how are you today?
Very good, very good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. How did you think our meeting went with our colleague Frank, who flew up from Melbourne this morning, about all the exciting opportunities we have in the SDA space in Melbourne?
Very, very good. There's a lot of good projects going up in Melbourne that are more than just a unit, a lot more than just a unit in terms of the amenities offered on site to obviously make the product a lot more viable and a lot more appealing for someone moving in such as a participant.
Sure. So Matt, let's go back a little bit. I mean, you know, we've seen, from a common sense point of view, we've seen a lot of changes in lifestyle around Australia the last 5, 10, 15 years. The old days of, you know, having a nice 4 or 5 bedroom house in the suburbs and a picket fence was the way to go with families. But as we've seen many families, all the kids move out and the parents grow older and they tend to move towards more metro cities and metro lifestyle amenities and so forth. I mean, you've seen it, right, Matt? I mean, you've lived in apartments yourself, right?
Yeah. So I feel like it's definitely shifted in terms of young working professionals into more of being closer to the CBD, not being as far, having things nearby. I think we're all, you know, it's an intergenerational effect that we're all a bit more time poor than we used to be.
Yeah, good comment, Matt. I totally agree. We're seeing a lifestyle change, a movement of the way people live. And what we've seen today is something very unique, a big developer in Melbourne doing resort-style apartment complexes. And we're talking 200, 300, 400 units in one complex here that has so many different things in that site, so to speak, you know?
I mean, Donna referred to it as kind of a cruise ship.
So I guess, you know, our contact, Frank, he's working very closely with his mates who are developers, big developers in the Melbourne market. He explained to us his ability to convince some of these developers to allocate some of their apartment-style stock for their disability space. And that's why we are so excited to get involved with this big developer to bring to market a grade premium product for the SDA space for participants. So, Matt, let's go to the first one, this North Melbourne one. What are your thoughts? You grew up in North Melbourne, right? You know North Melbourne a little bit.
I grew up in Williamsdale.
Oh, yeah.
So a bit familiar with Melbourne. It's come a long way since I think I moved up when I was 7. So
yes.
Don't really remember it too much, but it's come a long way.
Yeah.
And just this project in general in North Melbourne, just the scope of how many amenities are just on site is unbelievable.
Can you give us some examples of what these amenities are, Matt?
Yeah, so you've got like techno gyms, which essentially are gyms that go beyond, you know, what you'd see in your local gym, to be an all-encompassing gym on site that caters to go above and beyond the needs of a regular gym. So you wouldn't need to have a gym membership. Then you've got theaters, multiple theaters, just to, so that you know, you've got a lot of people living in the apartment. They've kind of broken them down so they're smaller, so that more people can have go on it, I suppose. You've got functional fitness centers, you've got games rooms, you've got bar area, function areas. And there was a golf simulator, barbecue area, meeting rooms, steam room and a sauna.
Delivery lockers, which are refrigerated lockers as well, to allow for the Coles and Woolies to come deliver their cold produce and
not have it sitting outside.
Yeah. Uber Eats delivery guys who bring along their food delivery and just drop in lockers. So, and by the way, Matt, you are confusing some of the other things in the other one in Marie Brunong, which is next to Footscray, into this little discussion here. So this little, I just want to correct you that in that one there. But the point being is these developers are really thinking far ahead, really future-proofing the lifestyle of a normal community in a high-rise complex. And this one here is 218 units, of which 80% are sold. And the demographic are really young professionals who want to live in a city, so to speak, in a resort-style complex. And we are really excited to launch this as well within the next few weeks for SDA participants who want to live in that kind of facility. Matt, wouldn't you agree that this is a very cool place to live if you're a participant?
100%. Yep. Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, I see them going off the shelves really fast, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's what we always talk about. We talk about locations, but then that's kind of at the macro sense. But the micro sense is having things nearby, which, you know, would facilitate the greater lifestyle. And this has it all.
Just to rehash what Matt said earlier, so you got the yoga service in there, the F45 equivalent classes, the cinemas, the great games room, which has pool tables and ping pong. You have a bar area where you have a commercial kitchen there as well. Like you said, virtual golf, similar you said earlier, a Japanese garden as well, outdoor terrace barbecue areas, a business center to do your Zoom rooms and your meeting rooms, delivery technology, lockers. I mean, this is really high-end stuff. And, you know, when you build in mass, like a 218-unit complex high-rise, it's economies of scale to allow the investor or purchaser to get in at a cheaper rate. Because when you're doing mass volume, it's, you know, it's cheaper to buy and produce a product. And what we're seeing here is these units, which we'll look at around the 800 grand package price for a two-bed, one bath, I think. And, you know, for a two-bed, the body corporate, or what do you call owner's corporations, what they call it?
But owner's corporate.
Yeah, owner's corporation in Victoria, but in Queensland we call it body corporate strata fees, about $4,500 a year. So we're really excited about putting together an IM very soon in our office to launch to market for SDA investors to show that if you think outside the square and deliver unique product, which is in this case here, we've got 15 units of SDA apartments with two OOAs in a building of 218 units. That is just a great opportunity for participants and a care service to operate in a blue chip premium product in the Melbourne CBD, I think, yeah. And this is one of two different sites in North Melbourne by the same developer too, by the way. So this one here is walking distance to the tram and the train, 9 minutes in the city, a few minutes to Royal Park. It's a product, but forget NDIS. It's just a apartment complex project, which is not, hasn't been seen for in this area, Matt. It's just really, really good to see a developer who's just thinking outside the square here, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and it's what needed, to be honest. I mean, yeah, this is for the future, essentially. Yeah.
So, any questions on that one so far?
No, I'm just excited to see it take place and watch it develop. And it's setting a like kind of gold standard or platinum standard for what NDIS properties, what SDA can be.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. Last point here, do you remember when it's going to be completion date?
So the completion date was 2025.
At the end?
Yeah, end of 2025.
So they're going to break ground any time now. Right now, we're in early 23 now, so they're going to break ground right now, and we're happy to see more of updates in the coming few months.
The second project we're going to launch very soon is Marie Brunong.
This is a two-building complex of 420 units. We have 125 left to sell, so 300 sold, 300 of the 420 sold. And it is right across the road from the High Point Shopping Centre. And for those who don't know Marie Brunong, it's basically the suburb next door to Footscray, a little further out from the city, but it's a great location. So High Point Shopping Centre is a massive shopping centre that has 15 million people go through the complex, the shopping complex every year. It's next to the Marie Brunong River, near the parks across the road. People want to take an escape and go down along the river to enjoy. They can catch a ferry down to Flemington race course. Perfect location, Matt. Don't you agree?
Yep. Yep. And it was there something about a hospital being...
Yeah, the Foot Square Hospital is being built and should be finished in 2025 as well. And they'll have about 7,000 hospital employees working there. So it's a big employment hub for lots of staff working there as well. In this complex is much more amenities than the last one we spoke about, because this being two buildings, Matt.
Yeah.
The last one was 218, this is 420. So as you would assume, there's just so much more amenities on site to cater for that kind of much
multiple
volume. Yeah.
Multiples of each, the ones we spoke about earlier.
Any comments on that one there as well?
We'll just waiting for a bit more information. Obviously, this is a bit of a teaser, but we'll be getting more information over the next several weeks.
Yeah, so our colleague mentioned to us that there'll be three small cinemas rooms there. They'll be used mostly at 7 to 10 p.m. at night, 2 to 5 people per booking. All the residents get to use the facilities, indoor and outdoor barbecue area, sun deck area, chef's kitchen, residence dining room, gaming rooms.
There's also charging stations for cars.
Yes, for the Teslas as well. Yeah. So, again, we don't have much information other than we will be launching this in the coming few weeks. We want to finalise the floor plans, because as you can appreciate, Matt, we've come in the back end to convince the developer to give us an allocation of apartments to be slightly redesigned to be SDA compliant, right? So we're just working through those at the moment with the architect, the SDA assessor and the architect. And then we'll be going to let our investors and clients know of the IM information memorandum we're creating that Debbie's going to do with the staff, and then we'll let our investors and buyers look at the options there. So there's two we're launching. This year, Matt, we're going to be launching, I think, hopefully 13 to 16 different projects around Melbourne. Not all of them will be high-rises like this at all. There'll be a variety of, villas where there's about five or six in one site, or a small complex out of five, six units only, some high-rises. There'll be all sorts of varieties here, but these two are the biggest ones. We're one of the biggest developers in Melbourne, so it's just good for us to have someone on our side to be able to convince a developer to give us an allocation to focus on giving participants in the NDS marketplace, in the Melbourne market, to live in a luxurious lifestyle location with all these facilities in place. Yeah. Absolutely. Any final words from you, Matt, about options out there? I mean, we've never covered.
No, I just think this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I mean, we covered last 6 months ago the Liverpool one, which was big as well.
Yep.
That was about 300. Was it 200?
It was 290.
Yeah, it was a large one as well. And that was the first one we did. But now, that was a one-off.
Yes.
So we didn't think we could actually get more stock like that. And here we are in Melbourne, seeing the opportunities in Melbourne that are coming on the ground for us to really work on luxurious lifestyle apartment complexes like this. So we're really excited about the new relationships we're building in Melbourne. And we're hoping to roll out one a month, or if not two a month, the rest of the year in Melbourne itself. Yeah.
Yeah. Sign times.
It is. Mate, I think we're pretty much done here, Matt. Anything else to say?
No, just stay tuned and we'll update you as we get more information on these exciting projects coming up.
Thank you, Matt.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.